Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Heather. May I please have your zip code so I can locate your account?
Okay, so I was just talking with someone. I got a little check that she was asking me the same questions like 20 times. So anyway, I have two charges here on my card, and the zip code is 29910, and I'm trying to find out what this is about because I don't know at all what it is.
Okay. I can definitely assist you with trying to locate the charges and see what it's for. Your first and last name, ma'am?
Well, it would have been SHIP to 29910, and it would have been SHIP under J-D-O-K-A-T-Y.
I'm sorry, you said your first and last name is what?
J-D, first name, last name, O-K-A-T-Y-S.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay. I'm not seeing anything here in your name.
In Bluffton, South Carolina.
Okay, and the zip code is 29910, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm not seeing any.
The last four of the card is 8637.
Okay. Can you provide me with the first six numbers of the card?
No, I can't.
Okay. So I can do a search based. Yeah, just the first six numbers.
158637.
Okay. So I'm going to repeat the information you gave me back for the card that's being charged. So you said the last four of the card being charged is 8637. And the first six numbers of the card being charged is 158637.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm not showing up. I'm not showing anything being billed on that card. Are you sure you're giving me the correct first six numbers? I'm not familiar of any cards that start with the number one.
You asked me the last six.
No, ma'am.
Right?
I stated the first six, please. That way I can search the system to see if we've billed that card. It'll take me directly to the account.
You want the first six?
Yes, just the first six numbers.
Okay, 448233.
You said 448233?
448233.
Okay, so I did have that correct, and then the last four was 8637, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you verify your shipping address for me, please?
It would have been shipped to J.B. Okates at the 25 Thurmond Way.
Okay.
Bluffton, South Carolina, 29910.
Okay. Is there a unit number?
3443.
Okay. I have located the account here for you. It's listed under LLG. Give me one moment. Let me take a look and see what the charges are for, okay?
Okay. So, listen. I think I know what it was because that's the only thing I purchased. It was a small little bag. It showed like as a big bag, like a knapsack or a backpack. But when it arrived, it was very tiny. It's about 7-8 inches large instead of being a large size. Right.
Right. So it's just a basic tactical bag. It's not made to be super huge. You're supposed to be able to keep tactical.
It was huge. So I do want to I was going to call to return it because I just received it.
Okay.
And then there's another charge for $57.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
And I never agreed to anything. I said no to any other offer.
Okay.
So I don't know why they charged me something else.
Right. So I can explain that to you here. When you had placed the order to receive the free tactical bag, you paid the shipping and handling, which was $7.95.
Yeah.
So for that offer for the free tactical bag, in the terms and conditions, it explains that it is a welcoming gift. It does include a membership the factory direct membership store.
Well,
so
I'm not interested in
that. Yes, yes, ma'am. Give me a moment. Let me finish explaining, though, why you're being charged, so that way you understand and we can move forward on the same page.
Well, no, but when they said certain things, I read everything. When I order something like that, I read everything.
And you read the terms and conditions for the offer, ma'am?
Yeah, and I did not agree to any of those terms.
Okay, so if you did not agree to the terms and conditions, we would have never accepted payment and shipped you out the tactical bag as a free welcoming gift.
Okay, well,
because
then,
on our website, you have to agree to those.
I'd like to return that bag and to get, you know, a refund on this. Otherwise, I'm going to have to call my bank and they'll do it for me.
Right, and keep in mind, you know, they're going to investigate the account. They are going to
investigate it all you want. I denied anything. I read everything. I denied everything. If there would have been something attached to it, I would have never ordered anything. And first of all, your picture doesn't show the actual size. It looks like a large knapsack, a large, and it's only some little tiny thing of about 7 inches big and wide. So, I was going to call you back anyway, but then I noticed this charge, which I did not agree to that. So I need a refund, and I need to have an address for you to ship this bag back.
Okay. Well, we don't take any returns on the item, ma'am. It was a free item, a free gift,
ma'am,
that you had.
I have to get an attorney, I will get an attorney. You better refund my money.
Well, I wasn't talking about a refund, ma'am. What I was explaining is we don't take returns on free items. That's what I was explaining to you. So give me a moment.
I don't care. You can sell it to somebody else. I can still return it. I don't want it.
I mean, if you don't want it, ma'am, you can throw it away. But again, we don't take returns on free items. Give me a moment. Give me a moment, please, and let me assist you. Give me a moment, please, and let me assist you, ma'am, okay? Because what I'm trying to do here is explain to you what I can do for you. But if we keep going back and forth, I won't be able to help you, okay?
Right.
So I'm just explaining here, as I stated, that there were terms for the offer. Now, as far as...
there were terms. Well, it's always it in terms. Everybody knows about these things. If I didn't, I remember putting a something on it to deny it. So if I put something by mistake, then it was a mistake, but I denied it. I was not interested, and I always read everything, and I rarely do this, but I will always read everything because I know most of the companies are scams that do that stuff, and they put that in small writing so you don't see it, and then you get trapped in it.
Right.
You
and I definitely get what you're saying, ma'am. And I'm not contesting that as far as, you know, what's being offered. But what I'm stating is we don't have a button where you can decline the terms and conditions and still be able to place an order. The only way to place the order is to agree to the terms. So moving forward, ma'am, please allow me to speak. I can't talk over you. And if you talk over me, you won't hear what I'm trying to tell you. Okay. Right, but as I'm speaking, you're talking over me, so I can't have you understand what I'm trying to offer you or do for you. If you keep talking over me, you won't be able to hear what I'm saying. So again, please allow me to assist you. So as far as the return, if you want to throw the bag away, throw it away. If you want to give it away, give it away. We don't take any returns on free items. Moving forward, as far as the charge, okay? What we can do here is a 50% refund on the charge for the membership.
No, I don't want a 50. I'm going to get my attorney involved. No, I don't want it. I want the full refund. I did not ask for this. I did not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I'm going to have my bank contact you. If not, I'll have my attorney contact you. That's a scam. You're a scam.
I mean, we're not a scam, ma'am. We offered a free item with a membership.
Free items and you put your little writing. That's to my bank. That's going to be a scam.
Well, no, ma'am, because your bank would even tell you that when you're ordering online, it's your responsibility to read the terms and conditions. But what we'll do here is we'll issue a full refund.
You are going to remove that charge.
Ma'am, I just said we'll issue a full refund. If you stop talking over me and listen, we're offering a full refund that will go back in your account in 5 to 7 business days. You'll receive an email verifying that the account's been canceled and refunded. There will be no further charges, and I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
What is it?
Cancellation number is C for Charlie, 259-028-750. And again, we'll be sending email confirmation. Was there anything else that I could do for you?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you for contacting customer support. Have a great day.